This is Idaho Matters. I'm Troy Oppie. Gemma Gaudette is off today. Have you finished your holiday shopping yet? This year, with so many people staying home to avoid exposure to COVID-19, big online retailers have certainly gotten a boost. And while that's been good for their shareholders, perhaps it's certainly been hard on local businesses who aren't in a position to compete with their e-commerce infrastructure, further compounding an already difficult year for small businesses. Some have already closed, others are facing tough decisions this winter. But as Maggie Mullen of the Mountain West News Bureau reports, necessity can be the mother of invention.
When Willow Belding goes holiday shopping, she likes to support local businesses. This year, though, it's meant calling stores up and asking this.
Okay, are you guys wearing masks? But are you really wearing masks? And like, what else are you doing?
She lives in Laramie, Wyoming, and masks were just mandated in her county, but not every person or business complies. Sometimes she goes to find out for herself, but that's often a crapshoot.
And then I look in and I see that the employees are not wearing masks, and I will literally turn around and leave, which is kind of awkward.
So she posts on Facebook, like, hey, does anyone know if people are masking up at such and such business? You've probably seen those posts from your own friends and family, maybe even written one yourself.
I mean, it's been happening since the beginning of the pandemic.
That's Seth McGee.
People have been trying to figure out what businesses are doing what or what they're not doing.
McGee also lives in Laramie, and all these social media posts actually gave him an idea. He was talking with a friend when both of them agreed. Wouldn't it be nice if there was one centralized place where you could go look and know this kind of stuff about businesses in Laramie? So McGee created a map.
Everything is overlaid on the existing Google Maps layout. So if you're familiar with that, that's what it looks like.
He then added color-coordinated plot points to the map for businesses that are following safety protocols. For example, a green plot point indicates that employees wear masks, while a purple one means customers must as well. And then, of course, you can click on that business and read about other precautions, like offering curbside pickup. McGee emphasizes that he doesn't want this tool to shame businesses or become political.
There's already, issues in divide amongst people and their personal feelings about whether or not people want to wear masks or people should wear masks or what the government should or shouldn't be doing in terms of this. So that's why I wanted to have a sort of resource for those people who are concerned, who do have those issues, to be able to access it and be like, okay, this is what I can expect from these places.
The guide relies on businesses submitting the info themselves, so there is room for error. But McGee says he's had a lot of positive feedback. Eric Krasonic teaches in the business school at the University of Wyoming. We talk over Zoom, and I have him pull the map up and tell me his first impression of it.
It demonstrates the ways in which consumers will take it upon themselves to create things that the marketplace is not providing for them. That, to me, is the really cool and fascinating thing here.
Krasonic says because there hasn't been a top-down approach to dealing with the pandemic, that's left some consumers feeling anxious or uncertain about a lot of things, including entering businesses.
This kind of alleviates some of that anxiety and gives more information and power to the consumer to make an educated choice, which is ultimately what consumers want.
At the same time, he says how exactly this map will be used or whether or not it could drum up business for the stores listed is hard to say.
This may encourage some people that are against mask regulations to look at this list and decide which businesses they don't want to give their money to.
Both Krasonic and McGee say they haven't seen any similar guides nationwide. But McGee says for any communities that want to start their own COVID-19 precaution shopping guide, he's happy to help. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
And Maggie is joining Idaho Matters right now, live, to talk more about this. Good afternoon, Maggie.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Troy.
Absolutely. How did this story come across your radar? What got you curious about this?
So it was actually a bit personal. Unfortunately, a friend of mine from my hometown, her stepdad had passed away from the virus, and I was trying to track down a sympathy card to send her and went looking in downtown Sheridan, where I live in Wyoming. And like a lot of the country, the cases had been surging here. And similar to what we heard from Willow Belding in the story, I just wasn't feeling comfortable going into stores where folks weren't wearing masks. So I ended up looking in the window of a few before I found one where customers and employees were masking up. And of course, the sort of painful irony there wasn't lost on me. And I think it was actually the very next day when I noticed on Twitter, this COVID-19 shopping guide was being shared by folks I knew in Laramie. So I opened it up and I took a look at it. And it really occurred to me as this helpful tool, especially as so many folks really see the need right now to support local businesses, but also moving through the world, entering indoor settings is a really kind of fraught situation with the pandemic. Of course, Wyoming's governor has since put a statewide mask mandate into place and the situation's evolved, but I think people are really hungry for information about how to stay safe right now.
Does this map really accomplish what it set out to do? Does it have strengths and weaknesses maybe?
I think so. So Seth McGee, the guy behind the map, like he said, you know, he'd gotten some feedback. People were really appreciative of the map. People had been using it. However, I didn't get into this in the piece, but he'd also gotten some feedback from folks that they weren't familiar using Google Maps. So they had trouble with the interface. It was hard to navigate. He gathered that it was a lot easier to access, say, on a desktop or a laptop than on your phone. He'd also gotten messages from folks that had been using the map saying it wasn't, you know, completely accurate, that they'd been somewhere and turned out the precautions listed on the map weren't in fact taking place. And so that's maybe one of the weaknesses of the map is that, you know, it's self-reported. So sort of like that phone call we heard Willow Belden describe. You know, you say you're wearing masks, but are you really wearing masks? So the map depends on businesses to correctly report, you know, what exactly they're doing.
And just quickly in the minute or so we have left, this story about necessity being the mother of invention, right? What else did you learn about consumer habits right now?
Yes, my conversation with Eric Kajonik, the marketing professor, was so fascinating. One thing we spent some time talking about, you know, was whether or not a business's decision to take precautions or not take precautions, whether that would drum up business or whether that would deter folks, you know, especially because masks have been politicized during this pandemic. But a lot of factors actually go into whether or not someone will shop somewhere, you know, simply because consumers are people and we know people are irrational. For instance, one might say, well, I'm not going to support that business, you know, for reasons having to do with COVID or say social justice movements, but there are actually no really long-term studies on how a political issue will impact how and where people shop. So we will really only know in retrospect how these decisions play out for businesses.
We're living the study right now, aren't we? We've been speaking with Maggie Mullen of the Mountain West News Bureau. You can find all the Bureau's reporting on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks, Maggie. Appreciate your time today. I'm Troy Oppie. You're listening to Idaho Matters.